Delta has long been on the record opposing a second Atlanta airport. But to say something like this on the record, that's new.
Delta really welcomes additional competition at Hartsfield.
Trevor Banstetter is a Delta spokesman.
We're willing to work with the airport and any airline to ensure that the gates and facilities are available.
That's Delta saying to its competition, if you want to come to Hartsfield, we'll help you. But only if you want to come to Hartsfield. In other words, don't go to Paulding County. The statement comes after comments Hartsfield Jackson General Manager Lewis Miller made last week at a state transportation summit. In talking about Paulding County's plans, Miller said airlines would face operating costs there of $50 per passenger, making it cost prohibitive. That's about 10 times the per passenger cost of Hartsfield Jackson.
I don't know where that number is coming from.
That's Brett Smith, head of Propeller Investments. The New York-based company is working to develop Paulding County into an alternative to Atlanta's main airport.
I'd be curious to know where Lewis thinks, what makes that number up, but it's not $50 a passenger.
An airport spokesman tells WABE Miller was referencing a consultant's report from a few years ago that pegged operating costs at $50 a head. It was not, apparently, based on any specific Paulding County numbers. Propeller's Brett Smith says the county will waive landing fees for at least the first year. After that, he's not sure what the costs might be.
They would never be higher than Hartsfield. That's a certainty.
At this point, however, it's all preliminary. Neither Smith nor Paulding County have said what airline is interested in landing there. Jim Burris, WABE News.